Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages,
are you ready?
Give me a hell yeah!
It's showtime, folks!
Hey everybody, welcome to the first ever episode of Totally Wrestling with Matt Boland on our new shortwave radio outlet, WBCQ, well the station's not new, WBCQ up in Monticello, Maine. I want to say hi to my friends Alan and I think it's Rob in Maine. We're on shortwave radio today, WBCQ. In Monticello, Maine, and you'll be hearing this over that station, WBCQ, and it's January 30th, 2019, as I record this, 3 p.m., and so we're going to get into some pro wrestling talk right now, of course. Coming up in this episode, we're going to recap the Royal Rumble. Who walked out of Phoenix, Chase Field in Phoenix, with a title shot for WrestleMania 35, which will be in East Rutherford, New Jersey at MetLife Field in April? Also got some interesting news coming out in WWE. A major star might be leaving the company soon. We'll talk about the latest news from AEW in the Indies, All Elite Wrestling. We'll also mention the MMA debut of Jake Hager, a.k.a. Jack Swagger in WWE. Very impressive debut for him. We'll talk about the Indies a little bit, National Wrestling Alliance, All Elite Wrestling, what's the outlook for them? And we're going to mention and discuss Chris Jericho. He defected. He actually signed with All Elite Wrestling, the new promotion that's based, I think, in Jacksonville, Florida. So why did he do it? And what's the outlook for the Indies and WWE going forward? So we are right now recording on Blog Talk Radio. And let me get into the Royal Rumble a little bit. As I type something in here on my computer where I'm recording. Well, as you know, the Royal Rumble went down last Sunday from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, 2019 Royal Rumble. And, of course, you had the traditional 30-man Royal Rumble match, men's Royal Rumble match for a world championship match at WrestleMania 35. But the match that impressed me was the women's Royal Rumble match. The women are definitely on a roll right now. The 30-woman Royal Rumble match for a women's championship match at WrestleMania 35. It was pretty exciting. Some NXT people in there, some names you might not recognize yet, but in the end, the Irish Last Kicker, Becky Lynch, won the Royal Rumble match, the Women's Royal Rumble match, by last eliminating Charlotte Flair. So she's going to get the shot at WrestleMania. I think she's going to go against Ronda Rousey, the WWE Raw Women's Champion, who retained her title by defeating Sasha Banks on Sunday night. Some other major matches from the Royal Rumble included singles match for the WWE United States Championship. The title change stands. Rusev was defeated by Shinsuke Nakamura. And if you've been following WWE lately, you know that the automatic title shots, the return, the rematches that the champion usually gets when they're defeated, they aren't happening anymore. WWE has done away with that for the moment. And so Rusev will have to earn another title shot. He won't get an automatic rematch. So what do you think of that? Call me up. 323-870-4079 is the number to call. 323-870-4079. We're here for the next 52 minutes or so, so we've got some stuff to talk about, and hopefully we'll get some callers at 323-870-4079. And the chat is open on the Blog Talk Radio page that I'm doing this on, the Totally Wrestling page. The chat is open, and we're in chat waiting for you. And you can also hit me up on Facebook. The name is Matt Boland, M-A-T-T, Boland, B-O-L-A-N-D. And hit me up and chat over there. But, yeah, so the Royal Rumble, I think it was pretty good on Sunday night. And, of course, I was going to tell you who won the men's Royal Rumble match. Check this out.
Rollins, though. Posting Strowman. Strowman still in the apron.
Oh.
Rollins to the midsection.
One
Strowman
foot.
Still staying alive. Rollins!
Oh!
So as you can hear there, Seth Rollins last eliminated Braun Strowman to win the men's. He'll be taking on either Daniel Bryan, who retained the title against AJ Styles on Sunday night, the WWE Championship, or the Beast, Brock Lesnar. Who also retained his title, Brock Lesnar, I got to say it like that, by defeating Finn Balor by submission, retained the WWE Universal Championship on Sunday night. That's going to be a tough task, beating Lesnar. I think that's who he's going against, if I'm not mistaken. He chose to go against Brock Lesnar. And I thought I heard some other news about the United States Championship on Sunday night. Let's see. If I could go into, I believe there actually was a change on SmackDown the other night. Yeah, January 29th on SmackDown, Shinsuke Nakamura, his latest United States Championship reign, I guess it only lasted a day or two, because R-Truth beat him. R-Truth, the current United States Champion now. Some other things going down. They're apparently announced at the Royal Rumble. They're going to have a women's tag team championship now on Raw. And I think that's going to be exclusive to Raw for WWE. Women's tag team championship. And there has been a tag team championship in the past. Notably, let me check out something here because I don't quite know the history of the women's. Of the women's tag team championship belt, but I'm about to check that out. WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. back in the WWF era. It was last held by, looks like, the Glamour Girls, who won the title on June 8th, 1988. It's been deactivated. Last time it was won in North America was by the Jumping Bomb Angels, January 24th, 1988, in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, at the Royal Rumble in 88. 2-on-3 falls match. But that's interesting stuff. Only a few tag teams were women's tag champions because the title didn't last too long. About 6 years, from 83 to 89. And it was deactivated on February 14th, 1989. But it's back, and hopefully we'll get some good news. The women's division definitely is a strong point overall right now, I'd say. Other Royal Rumble matches that we're talking about here. A couple of dark matches. Pre-show matches, I should say. Bobby Roode and Chad Gable defeated Scott Dawson and Razor. I think I said that right. And Buddy Murphy retained the Cruiserweight Championship by defeating Akira Tozawa, Hideo Itami, and Kalisto. And the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championships have changed hands from The Bar, Cesaro and Sheamus, to The Miz and Shane McMahon. But it's interesting to see the title change hands again. So that was the Royal Rumble on Sunday night. And like I said, Becky Lynch won the women's title shot. Seth Rollins, the men's. Let's go into a little more WWE talk. Seems like a big, big major star of WWE has decided not to renew his contract. If you haven't heard about it, it's, they call him the, what's his nickname? Mr. Unstable, pretty much. The Ambrose Asylum is leaving WWE. Dean Ambrose will not be renewing his contract this spring. WWE has confirmed that. And I hear he was offered a long-term five-figure contract, but he decided not to sign it. So Dean Ambrose will be leaving WWE, and as they say, good luck in your future endeavors. He's still a young guy, so I believe, well, I'm of the opinion that he might go to AEW, All Elite Wrestling, the new wrestling promotion founded by, among others, Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks down in Jacksonville. There are some rumors that this Dean Ambrose contract situation is actually a work. It's actually just made for the cameras and made for publicity and all that, and it isn't totally real thing. Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer Radio says he thinks it's the real thing here. Some of the talent backstage apparently does believe it is a work, but it sounds like it's the real thing, a shoot. I'm not sure what to make of that, though. Call me up, 323-870-4079. You want to talk about Dean Ambrose and the Shield and his contract situation? Well, call me up. And Let's talk about it. 323-870-4079. So, according to the in Stanford, Dean Ambrose will not be renewing his contract. Statement by WWE, to that effect, says, quote, Dean Ambrose, Jonathan Good, will not be renewing his contract with WWE when it expires in April. We are grateful and appreciative of all that Dean has given to WWE and our fans. We wish him well and hope that one day Dean will return to WWE. Unquote. It was actually according to PWInsider.com, a 5-year contract, a little over 7 figures per year. I guess he's not happy in WWE or wants to do something else. Because, man, I'd sign that one. Of course, I probably would get my butt kicked every night, but I'd sign a deal like that. Hungers might go over to AEW, the new promotion out of Jacksonville. Seems that, yeah, he's unhappy in WWE and doesn't really care about the money so much. He's supposed to be very good friends with Cody Rhodes and also Chris Jericho, who just signed with AEW. So that's a very possible destination for him, I'd say. I wouldn't say Ring of Honor or Japan. If he wants to keep going, I'd say AEW would be the place for him. But what do you think? 323-870-4079. And we're talking about WWE and AEW and everything in professional wrestling right now. Some more headlines. My buddies at WrestleZone.com. Talking about the National Wrestling Alliance, who definitely got hot last year. WWE better watch it, because they've already been doing some damage control, WWE, but AEW and NWA, they're red hot like the indies have never been before. It's red hot. And the next big event... is April 27th in Concord, North Carolina at the Cabarrus, I think I said that right, Cabarrus Arena. And Ring of Honor will be the presenting promotion there. They've announced that tickets will go on sale to the general public on February 8th, in a few days. Members of their VIP club, Honor Club, Ring of Honor, we'll get the first shot of tickets February 6th. So, tickets for the Rocket Cup. April 27th, 2019. And there with the Rocket Cup. See what happens there. I'm not sure who's going to be competing, but it says... The War Kings, Crimson of Impact fame, and Jax Dane, Villain Enterprises, Brody King, and PCO. I think that's Marty Scroll, I think you pronounced that name. And more tag teams to be announced shortly. Here's an interesting story. Remember Colt Cabana? He was Scotty Goldman or something in WWE in the right after WCW folded. He came in for a couple of tryout matches on SmackDown. Wasn't signed, but he's a good friend of CM Punk. And if you remember in the original CM Punk pipe bomb, CM Punk was like, "Hey, Colt Cabana, how you doing?" So, good friend of Colt Cabana's. CM Punk is. Well, one of the big February, I believe February 10th, and they're going to Ring of Honor will have its anniversary show in Las Vegas this year. I don't have a date for that, but it will be interesting to see Cabana fight again. And so that's a little bit of news from Ring of Honor. Now, I hear Ronda Rousey in WWE, she might be leaving the company after WrestleMania. I've heard some rumors about that, but I'm not quite sure. Big news from WWE right now is apparently Dean Ambrose is leaving the company soon, so he's going to wrap things up with WWE. And the Women's Tag Team Championship has been reinstituted. And like I said, Becky Lynch won the Women's Royal Rumble match. Seth Rollins, the men. It looks like Kenny Omega is about to sign with AEW. That's going to be... He's arguably the hottest wrestler in the world right now, the hottest free agent in the world. Check this out. One-time IWGP heavyweight champion, the same as names like Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle, once held the IWGP Intercontinental Championship, one-time holder of the IWGP United States Championship, that's the International Wrestling Grand Prix over in Japan, also held the Junior Heavyweight Championship twice, Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championship once, and an assortment of other titles. So he's been around a little bit. We're going to see what happens and see if he signs with AEW. I think it was last year, in the beginning of last year, well, Wrestle Kingdom 12, Chris Jericho made a surprise appearance in Japan and challenged him, Kenny Omega. I think Omega won that match. But very interesting stuff going on. And, okay, next up on the agenda. Let's talk a little bit about Jake Hager, a.k.a. Jack Swagger from WWE, very impressive MMA debut on this last weekend. I believe it was Friday. Didn't take him long to make his opponent tap out. And what was really cool about that, I think, is he actually came in with a kind of We the People entrance. We the People, as he usually said in WWE. And he was very impressive in his debut. I definitely liked what I saw from him. So a little side comments about MMA for you. And let's see, we've got to go to another change. We've been talking a little WWE wrestling, some rumors going around. Some of the title situations. Oh, here's a breaking news item just from today. Now the headline is, and the rumors are, that Hideo Itami will be leaving WWE soon. A report from ProWrestling.com Let me read it to you. Hideo Itami has requested his release from World Wrestling Entertainment, according to a new report from Sean Ross Sapp and Jeremy Lambert of Fightful.com. The report indicates that Itami was frustrated with his role in the company creatively and finished up Tuesday night on WWE 205 Live with a match against Akira Tozawa, which he lost. The belief right now is that he will be granted his release, and an official statement is likely forthcoming. Also, we see the Revival, Mike and Maria Kanellis, have also reportedly requested their releases in recent weeks. Could all of them be going to AEW? Could they be continuing over there? What's the deal with that? And some interesting things going on right now. And if you haven't heard, here's another big time rumor for you. AEW, All Elite Wrestling, on the verge of signing a major, major television deal here. The rumor I am hearing, unconfirmed, is that AEW is talking with the Turner Networks, and it may be that they're going to have announce soon that they have a television deal with either TNT or TBS. And of course, professional wrestling hasn't been on TNT or TBS since 2001 and the end of WCW Monday Nitro, the end of WCW. They had Thunder on TBS and Monday Nitro on TNT. But for the last 18 years, no wrestling on either of those channels. So it's going to be very, very interesting going forward to see what happens. And I also hear some talk about a few possible announcers and personalities for AEW, All Elite Wrestling, and what's going to be their new show. And definitely it seems like they're going to have a national television deal. Just with who, I don't exactly know. But it seems like they've secured a big one. So we'll keep an eye on that. And the name that I'm hearing right now, wouldn't this be something? Good old JR, Jim Ross. Could he be announcing for AEW in the near future? Their first major event will be a pay-per-view show, I believe. It's going to be on pay-per-view, I think, called Double or Nothing in April. Or is it May? April or May. But that's going to be their major. And as you probably heard, Chris Jericho has signed with AEW, the All Elite Wrestling Group, which is, I believe, owned by the same guy that owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's the million-dollar man behind it, not to mention Ted DiBiase Sr. That wasn't a very good impression, but here's what I know a little bit about the Chris Jericho situation over there. I guess he wasn't really happy with the direction WWE was going in. And he was a free agent, so he decided to take the plunge, and sign with AEW. And he's already taken a couple of shots at WWE. And you know, Chris Jericho was the first undisputed heavyweight champion in WWE history after WCW folded. He beat both The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin in the same night, Vengeance 2001, December of 2001, to win the undisputed WWE Heavyweight Championship. Here's an interesting thing he just said about, he just tweeted out about Brock Lesnar. Intimidation and fear goes a long way in our business, guys, but let's be honest, Brock Lesnar needs to pull up his pants and lose the gut. The dream is over, dude. I don't play by the script. Beast Incarnate, the mayor of Suplex City, Brock Lesnar. You think he'll have anything to say? We'll see. And so, Jericho's over in AEW now. Another tweet from him. Hey, WWE, Ring of Honor, and Impact Wrestling. I love watching you push all your randoms. But just know that we are interested in maybe 6 to 8 of your talents total. We don't need you. So he's definitely trying to get some talk going in AEW. And a little bit about the career of Chris Jericho. He's been doing it for a long time. Since the mid-90s, he's been doing his thing in the ring. Started out, in fact, with ECW, Extreme Championship Wrestling. You might not know that he was a guy over there, ECW, for a little while. As the Lionheart, Chris Jericho. Had some good matches with Chris Benoit, who was, I believe they were calling him the Pegasus Kid at the time. World Championship Wrestling. Pretty much was a cruiserweight there and got used for comic relief. Of course, that's where he started doing some of his comedy stuff, calling Tony Schiavone or Ski Alone. Got a lot of weird names and stuff from that. So he did pretty much comic relief, and he was a cruiserweight champion over there. Then in 1999, he decided to make his big jump to WWE. He debuted in, I think it was August or September of 99. But for a few weeks, you saw the, well, it was a big thing back then, actually, the countdown to the millennium. The clock was counting down for a while. And then on Monday Night Raw in, I believe it was September of 99, the millennium clock reached zero. And boom, Y2J, Chris Jericho, debuted in WWE, cutting a promo on The Rock. And he said he was there to save the WWE. I think what he said in the promo is pretty much WWE has gotten boring, and I am your party host. And I think he said, and the greatest performer ever to enter your living rooms via a television screen, like that. So it was a good one. It was a good one. Great debut there. And of course, he went on to win intercontinental titles, WWE championships, world titles, undisputed world heavyweight champion in WWE, did a lot of things. So he was definitely a cornerstone of WWE for a while. He was on Team WWE during the Invasion, if you remember that. And so that's a little of Chris Jericho in WWE. And he actually took the nickname The Living Legend for a while. Originally, that was Larry Zbyszko's nickname. Larry Zbyszko from the 70s and early 80s, and did some stuff in WCW, of course. But that was his thing. And so, he's over there in AEW now, so we're going to see what he's got left in the tank, as you say. And just to say, the 18th anniversary of the end of WCW is actually coming up soon. The exact date of the final WCW Nitro show, if I can bring it up here, the final broadcast was the Night of Champions. Night of Champions from Panama City Beach, Florida on March 26, 2001. That'll be coming up soon. The final episode of WCW Nitro. The war ended, the Monday Night War ended on that night. And the final broadcast was from Panama City Beach, Florida. And the final match of WCW was the Nature Bar, Ric Flair, against the Icon, Sting. And I think that Sting actually won that match. And on that night, Vince McMahon was about to say that he did actually announce that purchase WCW at Buckland Competition. But Shane McMahon showed up in Panama City Beach, interrupted him, and said, "Actually, my name's on the contract. See you at WrestleMania, Dad." So that was definitely interesting. Just a little aside there for you. We've got about 4 minutes left in the show, so we've been talking about the Royal Rumble today. It was Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch walking out of Phoenix with the title shots at WrestleMania 35 in East Rutherford in April. East Rutherford, New Jersey, MetLife Stadium. Should be a good time. Becky Lynch has chosen to go up against Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey, the Rowdy One. That's going to be an interesting match at WrestleMania. I want to see that, definitely. And Seth Rollins, he has chosen to go up against Brock Lesnar, the Beast Incarnate, the Mayor of Suplex City. Going to be a tough matchup, but if anybody can pull it off, Seth Rollins can, I'd say. Other things that happened at the Royal Rumble, Shinsuke Nakamura won the United States Championship from Rusev, only to lose it on Tuesday night against R-Truth. So that one didn't last too long. R-Truth, the United States champion right now. Coming up in the next month or two, there will be a Women's Tag Team Championship. Going to be interesting to see who's going to be competing in that. Other things, we talked about Dean Ambrose and his departure from WWE. They offered him a 7-figure contract. It was a 5-year deal, 7 figures per year. Apparently, Ambrose is not happy with WWE and their direction because he didn't sign it. We also broke a little news here about Hideo Itami. He's requested his release. and Mike and Maria Canales had also requested their release, among some other people. Talked about the Crockett Cup coming up in NWA, National Wrestling Alliance. Billy Corgan's got that company on fire. Better watch out, WWE. And we were also talking about the end of WCW and the possibility of AEW, All Elite Wrestling, securing the national TV deal on TNT or TBS. That's going to definitely be a major story. And I also was talking about another rumor. A lot of rumors going around. Jim Ross, good old JR. He might be the main announcer for AEW, All Elite Wrestling. See what happens there. Jake Hager had an impressive MMA debut on Saturday night. Made his opponent tap out in about, let's say, 45 seconds. We the People, congratulations, Jake. A.K.A. Jack Swagger. Chris Jericho, All Elite Wrestling. A lot of people aren't happy right now with WWE. I think they're going in a weird direction, but they're trying to make things better a little bit. So we'll see what happens. And let's see, what else? So that was what we were talking about. Let's see what the next major pay-per-view is for WWE. Coming up in the next month or so. I think it might be Fastlane. I'll check that out. Sometimes it takes a minute here on the internet, the old interweb, as my brother would call it. He says, well, if only there was some kind of connected device connected to some interactive device connected to some sort of interweb. Sounds like an early 90s dork, right? Anyway, I want to quickly play the moment from the Men's Royal Rumble match when Seth Rollins won the title shot. Here you go.
Rollins, though. Posting Strowman. Strowman still in the apron.
Oh.
Rollins to the midsection. Strowman still staying alive. Rollins.
Oh!
So as you can hear there, needed Braun Strowman to win the title shots, win Royal Rumble in Phoenix. Still trying to see what's the next major WWE pay-per-view coming purview events. Next one coming up. Looks like it's Elimination Chamber. They say, or you should call it the soulless steel structure, Satan's playground. It can definitely change and sometimes end careers. But if you want to get to WrestleMania one of the main event matches in a major match, you've got to go through the chamber. That's going to be February 17th. From the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas. And next up after Elimination Chamber is WWE Fastlane, March 10th from the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, Ohio, home of the Cavs, the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. And other events announced already, SummerSlam, August 11th of this year, from the Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Now, they haven't announced where WrestleMania 36 will be yet. I wonder where it's going to be. We've heard rumors in the past that it might be Vancouver, that it might be somewhere like Minnesota, Minneapolis or something, maybe Chicago. I've even heard London, England. I'm not sure they would want to do it over there because you'd be on tape delay and everything with a time zone difference. But it would be interesting to have it over there. There's never been a WrestleMania from the UK. It would be interesting to see a WrestleMania in jolly old England. Cheerio. Anyway, so where do you think the next WrestleMania is going to be held? Maybe Montreal? That would be an interesting site as well. For the next 3-4 minutes, we'll talk about that. I'm almost getting ready to go here, but I'll leave that question open for you on the line. 323-870-4079. 323-870-4079. My thoughts. Well, if I had to predict where WrestleMania 36 is going to be held in 2020, my prediction would be Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I think the major arena up there is called the Rogers Arena. It used to be called General Motors Place or something. Big football stadium up there. Big football stadium, huge arena there. And for NHL hockey, the Canucks, the Vancouver Canucks of the NHL. And the reason I say that is they usually announce where the next year's WrestleMania is going to be pretty much right after the Royal Rumble. And it's usually somewhere that's close to where the Royal Rumble site had been, for this year it would be 2019 in Phoenix. It's usually somewhere close to them. So, they've had it in Los Angeles before, of course. They've had a few in Los Angeles. So, I think the most likely candidate, seeing that the Royal Rumble was in Phoenix, and it's usually close to there, would be Vancouver. WrestleMania 36 coming up in April of 2020. So, let's do a quick recap on the top stories. Checking out the Men's Royal Rumble on Sunday night.
Rollins, though. Posting Strowman. Strowman still in the apron.
Oh.
Rollins to the midsection.
One
Strowman
foot.
Still staying alive. Rollins.
Oh!
Seth Rollins with the final elimination of Braun Strowman there. Oh, poor Braun Strowman. He can't catch a break, can he? Anyway, Seth Rollins will be going to WrestleMania 35 to fight Brock Lesnar. The beast incarnate at WrestleMania 35 in the main event there for the WWE Universal Championship. And the WWE Championship, Daniel Bryan retained against AJ Styles on Sunday night. Yet to be seen who he's going to go up against at WrestleMania, but we'll probably find that out at Elimination Chamber next month. Elimination Chamber coming to you from the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas, on the night of February 17th. And so we were talking about Dean Ambrose and his rejection of a 5-year, 7-figure-per-year deal. He's not happy in WWE. He wants to go elsewhere. Also, breaking news, Hideo Itami has requested his release from WWE. It looks like it's going to be granted because he's already changed his name on Twitter and his social accounts back to Kenta, which was his name before joining WWE. So looks like it's going to be for him, good luck in your future endeavors. And Jake Hager, a.k.a. Jack Swagger from WWE, an impressive MMA debut on Saturday night, made his opponent tap out in about 45 seconds or so. Talked about, it looks like he might end up as the main voice of All Elite Wrestling, the new company, which has, I believe, a major deal about to be announced with TNT or TBS for a national television contract. And, of course, those networks have not hosted any professional wrestling shows since the end of WCW in 2001, so that would be major. That would be a game changer, in my opinion. Becky Lynch won the WrestleMania title shot in the Women's Royal Rumble. She'll go up against Ronda Rousey, the WWE Raw Women's Champion, and the Women's Tag Team Championship is back from, it was last active in about 1989. February 14th, 1989, the title was deactivated. Well, it's back, and we've got some tag teams ready to go, ready to battle it out for that Women's Tag Team Championship. And so, the phone lines at 323-870-4079, they're about to close. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Nothing heard. So, the phone lines are closed. But we had a good conversation today. Good chat. Good talk. And next week, which will be, the show will be airing, somehow my calendar won't come up, but this coming Friday, which I believe will be, well, the third is Sunday, this coming Sunday, so that's going to have to be February 8th, I believe, is the next Friday. In this time slot, right here on WBCQ Shortwave Radio, Monticello, Maine. And so, but one thing I have to mention, one last thing that I almost forgot. We're working on an interesting interview for maybe not next week, but an upcoming show, 1 or 2 weeks. You'll want to stand by and stay tuned to see who that interview is going to be with. I'll give you one quick clue. He was known as the whole effing show in WWE. You might be able to get him, so we might have him in a week or two. Stay tuned, people. And so that has been Totally Wrestling with your host, with the most, yours truly, Matt Boland, for January 30th, 2019. And we will be back again next week, next Friday, February 8th, 2019. Oops, wrong theme song. Thanks, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Are you ready?
Give me a hell yeah.
It's showtime, folks.
I think that raises a pertinent question.
What's that?
Why did they do it?